Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, and welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Radio. I'm your host, John D. Tonight, it's good to be back on the air tonight. I want to welcome everyone to the station tonight. If you're listening by Blog Talk Radio tonight, I want to pass out some phone numbers, some email addresses tonight. Also to use listening by Facebook tonight and by internet. God bless you, and you're welcome tonight to the station. Before we go any further, let us open up with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you for each and every listener. Tonight, Father God, we ask that you lead us, guide us, direct us. Father God, give us all a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God. Bless the teachers, the listeners tonight, Father God, open up our understanding to receive your word tonight. Draw your people, we ask, Holy Spirit, tonight, those who are lost, backslidden, those who just need to hear your word tonight, those who might need a prayer, Father God. We thank you for each and every person tonight, Father God, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen. And amen. Well, God bless everyone tonight. Tonight we have a blessed program tonight. A little bit later on in the program, but shortly here, we're going to have Brother Jeff, who's going to be sharing a word with us from the Fremont, California Church. Also, we're going to have a special prayer request tonight from Pastor Michael, as we're waiting for Brother Jeff to come alive on the air tonight. And Pastor Michael will be lifting up some prayer here shortly. And I believe we have Brother Gus with us right now. I'm going to open up the mic to him and welcome him. God bless you, Brother Gus. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother John. How are you? God bless you.
I'm good tonight. Praise the Lord. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm to Mikey's house here in Tracy. It's about 93 degrees. It's pretty hot. But it's fresh in the house. We got the air conditioning on right now. Can you guys hear me okay?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. We have you loud and clear. God bless you, Mikey. Welcome to the program tonight if you're listening. Also, here it's been, you know, warm around the country and in a lot of areas here, and also here in Ohio. So, again, God bless the listeners tonight. I believe we do have Pastor Michael with us right now. I'm going to open up the mic to him tonight.
Okay.
Welcome. God bless you, Pastor Michael. How are you tonight?
Am I on, guys?
You're on here.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean on, guys. I thought I might have to press a button or something. I'm in the end of the photo. We're in the Manteca, Modesto area. And we have two special prayer requests. I'm out of Paulo, Pastor Danny, you on the Sacramento. This is Shav Michael Bushel. He's probably a little under 30-year-old. I discovered that Sin is a brain tumor, and Sintegril Baro surgery on Monday at Stanford University. This is Pastor Danny, your son, Michael Bushel. So we want to have a special prayer for that. And also, Maropalo Coco, Pastor Coco, on the Modesto, SPOME Candy. Did a biopsy yesterday. They're waiting for some results. And obviously, they're praying for no cancer. So these are two people, Pastor Coco, Pastor Danny, you, they're friends of mine, fellow ministers, good men. And
yes.
We want to pray for them and the family. We miss the Shav. We will miss the new candy. So if it's okay with you guys, I want to ask all the listeners and everyone to agree with us.
It would be nice if you would go ahead and lift up these people in prayer. And the listeners that are out there, if you guys would agree with Pastor Michael, because there's power in prayer, we ask the Lord, you know, to bring him out, whatever Michael might pray, that we would pray in agreement.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Should I start in prayer, guys? Okay, great. Let's pray. Moda, Gazna, Ohio. Naisisuka, Devon, that you touch most, you body most, you lush most. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for this time that you're allowing us to save us to them. To make our request known. And Lord, I want to request that Pastor Daniel, Pastor Coco, and your family, Lord, that we were praying, Michael. Lord, Monday, Baro surgery, brain surgery, tumor. Lord, we're praying, Lord, that no cancer. We're praying no complications whatsoever. We're asking for a successful procedure and a healing development for start on the Navi Christosco. And we're asking for that spiritual healing for this family. We pray for candy. Lord, biopsy, Lord, we're praying and asking that for a miracle. We're asking for results of no cancer. We're asking no cancer. That's what we're praying for. Jutimos de la Pilates, Astimos de la Pilacostato, Ococo Eski Fabria, Modaria, Noduco y Nostato. Thank you, Ando John. Thank you, Ando Gus. Debla, yo, Jeff, Casita Pichol, Tenoki Warba. Use these men, Aria, Modar, for your glory, for your honor. I say, Yehom Wally, Bushalano, Sacramento, Lord, we're going to lift up Wally. Debla, he needs a miracle. He needs a miracle, and we believe in miracles, Father. So we're asking a miracle for Wally, Zeno. In Jesus' name, Lord, we're trusting, we're asking. Yo, Teddy, and Turlock, Husky family, Frankie, and Modesto series. Lord, there's so many families to believe in grace, mercy, healing. So we're turning, turning to you, the only one who's able to heal. Thank you, Father. We give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Michael, God bless you.
Yes.
This is John D. I know Pastor Danny Yu very well. I know also Pastor Vogel. They're friends of mine. If you get a chance to talk to them, tell them we're praying for them. John D. from Ohio. We're going to keep them in prayer. And Pastor, I do have a prayer request also myself.
Yes.
Pastor Mugobodis in Spigati in Texas. And she's having seizures, and they're thinking that it's epilepsy. They don't know for sure. They're going to run a lot of tests on her in the next few days. This has been going on for a couple weeks now. It just came out suddenly. These guys are, she's 36 years old, and never had a problem with this before. And if you would lift up Chrissy in prayer tonight for healing,
Father Chrissy Dilla. And Lord, that are logged in. We bring Chrissy more, Dad, and we lower that mat on Latute. We're asking, we're trusting, Lord, for a physical healing and a spiritual healing, they will eat pilate. Thank you, Modad. Jutisar, Lord. Maybe the doctor just didn't pogor, so go to serve, chijanen, chaleren, but took it down on stato, and you know exactly what's going on. I knew my two sides, Sastar Esla. So, Lord, grace and mercy and compassion, healing pilate. De la Pojanaski familia. Thank you, Andaleste, Lord. Thank you, Andaleste, the family, Modad, your servant. We're asking them once again. Healing Pilate in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Michael.
So God bless
God
you guys.
Bless.
We're going to stay tuned in. So I love that you guys want to continue with the radio show. And I'm looking forward to getting ministered to and getting blessed every time I log in, I do. So we're going to stay logged in with you guys. So God bless you guys.
Okay. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. And we're going to be inviting you to share with us some nights when you're available, Pastor. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to go for the prayers. And God bless everyone.
God bless you,
God bless you, Pastor. Stay on the line. We're going to just put you on hold.
Yeah. We're going to continue listening.
God
and God bless, guys.
God bless you.
Hey, John. God bless you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
I just want to mention. Yeah, you're sounding good. I just want to mention to the listeners, I'd like to welcome the Juan and his on the Fossil Town guys, and then by internet at that, Domingo, the Glossotomen Odell, the Deltoman Odell Sastimos at that, and the Escochelis Conan with Jesus Christo. So now, because of Juan on the Kama, on the Europe, and the Asia, on the UK, which are around the world. We're being listening to on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you tonight and through Facebook. And I'd also like to listen or welcome to the listeners from the Roe Mitchells around the country and around the world, also the Sentes. Nice to Domingo, God bless you tonight. And stay tuned. Tonight we're going to pass out some numbers. Amen. We're going to pass out some numbers to you. If you need a prayer, if you're in the United States tonight, you can call in tonight. Or if you need to listen to it by telephone, you can, by dialing 917-889-7893. That's area code 917-889-7893. That's our call-in number to listen and for prayer tonight. Invite some friends, family members tonight. Also, if you can't call in, if it's going to be an overseas call for you, you can email us at gypsyradio1. That's gypsyradio1 at yahoo.com. And I'll repeat that one more time. gypsyradio1 at yahoo.com. Tonight we have a special guest with us tonight, Brother Jeff from the Fremont Church, Pastor Boazzo's Church in Fremont.
Yeah.
And well, God's Church, number one. We're going to. Oh, go ahead, August.
Yeah, I wanted to share with you real quick before we open up the mic to Jeff that I've been sharing with Jeff. I have done so in the past. And recently, about 3-4 days ago, to Pastor Michael's house that was just on the phone, and he's a real student of the Word. He's the type that doesn't mind get his hands dirty and study the Word. And Bible study, and that's what I really enjoy about Jeff. He's a young man, but he's a real student of the Word. And when he comes on and he teaches and he shares, you'll see that right off the bat. So I encourage all the young men out there to get into the Word. You're never too young to start. This gentleman that's about to get on the radio knows the Word very good, and he's only getting stronger and stronger in the Word because he's rooted in the Word. So God bless you, Jeff, and whenever you're ready, John, if you want to open up the mic to him, please.
Amen. We're going to welcome Brother Jeff right now. God bless you, Brother Jeff, and welcome to the Connections for Jesus Radio.
God bless you guys. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Hear you fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. God bless you guys. It's an honor to be online with you guys. It's an honor to serve the Lord every time. Thank you guys for the opportunity. First of all, I just want to thank God and give him glory and honor. Do you mind if I open up in prayer, guys?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Okay, Muda, first of all, we just thank you, Tachis, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, Muda. And Muda, I just thank you for the opportunity, Adiat, Muda. Muda, I don't pray for your word, Muda, because your word is perfect. Muda, you want to know that your word is like a lamp unto our feet and a light for our path. Muda, Hebrews 4:12, Panopi, that your word is like a double-edged sword, and it pierces deep into our hearts and to our minds, Muda. And the reason why, Tachis, Muda, it pierces deep, Muda, because we have deep-rooted issues, Muda. We don't have superficial issues, Muda. And Muda, your word goes down deep to deal, Muda, with our problems, Muda, to sanctify us, to cleanse us and wash us and make us holy, Muda. I pray, Muda, Ashinoski Wurba, the Hararoski Wurba, and I pray, Ariat Mudoki Wurba, that it would just pierce the very hearts of your people, Muda. Have your way tonight. Speak through me, Muda, and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be dealing on the Holy Spirit, and that's the title of the word tonight, the work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives.
And amen.
The Holy Spirit We believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I just want to make this point that the Holy Spirit, he's a part of the Trinity. He's not a it. He's a person. Because Potivar, I hear ministers, I hear teachers, they talk about the Holy Spirit, they share about the Holy Spirit, and they say that word, they say that word it. The Holy Spirit is not a it. The Holy Spirit, he's a person. And the Holy Spirit, his work, his job is to prepare us and to get us ready for the kingdom of Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's work. The Holy Spirit, his job is to reveal Christ to us, to take his heart, to take his mind, and to reveal Christ to us and to make us holy. That's what the Holy Spirit's work is. And I'm going to be dealing on the Holy Spirit. And one of the titles of the Holy Spirit that the Bible gives us, the Holy Spirit is a Cristo Panja, that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. But not just a guide, Punjan, John 14, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So one of the titles of the Holy Spirit, his name is the Helper. And I want you guys, I want the people of God, I want them to understand this, that the Holy Spirit, his job is to help us live the life that God requires. Because God requires us to live a holy life, a life that's being conformed more and more into the image of his Son. And God knows that if we try to do it on our own strength, it's impossible to live this life that God desires on our own strength and our own power and our own ability. That's why God gave us his Spirit. A word of Peter, that Peter, that he followed Christ for 3.5 years. And at the end of that ministry, we see how Peter denied Christ 3 times. After 3.5 years, O Cristo Panja, Peter, do you love me? O Peter Panja, Lord, I love you, but it's with a filial love. It's not agape love. I love you as a friend. So in 3.5 years, on his own strength, on his own power, Peter, he could only produce a filial love. But God, he wants us to love him with an agape love, a love that I love you as God. That's what Cristo Panja, Peter, do you love me as God? Peter Panja, I love you, but I love you as a friend. So Galatians 5:22, Penelope, when the Holy Spirit controls your life, he will produce this fruit. And the first fruit of the Spirit is love. And that word love is agape love. You see, we can't produce a filial agape love on our own strength. On our own strength, we're only going to produce a weak love. But when the Holy Spirit comes, when he empowers us, when he strengthens us, the Holy Spirit produces the love that God desires, the love that he requires, agape love. That night when Jesus betrayed Peter, Delilah, and he ran away from a little servant girl because he wasn't filled with the Spirit. But on the day of Pentecost, when Peter was empowered, when he was filled with the Spirit, he stand up and preached the message, and 3,000 people got saved. Now, when Peter was filled with Spirit, when Peter was filled with power, now he stand up and he said to the people, "You crucified Christ." He had boldness. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came and gave him that power, that ability to love God, to serve God, to honor God, to please God. So I just want to encourage you tonight. We have a helper, and his name is the Holy Spirit. And if we're weak, if we stumble, if we fall, if we're not living the life such as that God desires, then we need something. We need the Holy Spirit's help. We need his power to strengthen us and to empower us, and we got to rely totally on the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in our life, and he will produce this fruit. But our job is to surrender to his leading and to his guiding and allow the Holy Spirit to come and to fill our life, and then the Holy Spirit produces this fruit, this boldness to stand up for Christ and to live the life that God requires. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Very good, Jeff.
Now,
that was very good. Go ahead.
John 16:13. This is the scripture that I'm using tonight. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. John 16:13, that the translation is the New King James Version. So the when the Holy Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. Can I tell you what the Holy Spirit's job is to do? His job is to lead and to guide and to control. That's the Holy Spirit's work. But Potiva, the problem of Manga is, Romania, is we just have to guide our own life. Well, it's in our nature to guide, it's in our nature to control, and it's in our nature to call the shots. That's every person is born with that in them. They're born with the nature to guide and to lead and to control. But the Holy Spirit, his job is to guide our life. Now it's up to us now to surrender to the Holy Spirit's guidance. And that's what I want to deal with you tonight. The Holy Spirit wants to guide us. Hayawada Panel Psalms 32, that he wants to guide us along the best pathway for our life. God's plan is to bless, is to save, and to give us life and life to the fullest. And he wants to guide us along the best pathway. But now our job is to surrender to his path. Our job is to surrender to the Holy Spirit, to surrender to God and allow God to guide us along his path. Because a what up, you know, that like sheep, we strayed away, we left God to follow our own path. But now we gotta open up our eyes to Haras, wait, I want life, I want God to lead, I want God to guide, and I want him now to guide me along his path. See, the believer, the born-again child of God, they understand that if I want to guide my own life and live the life that I want to guide and lead and control, then I'm gonna stray away from God's path. Eventually, then I'm gonna be separated from God because my path will separate me from God. But the path that God has put before us, that's the path that leads to life, that leads to blessing, that leads to prosperity. And now we're called to surrender to his path. And I just want to paint you a picture, and I don't want to take too long, but the word John 16:13, that he will guide you into all truth. Now the Holy Spirit, he wants to guide us. I would have known that he wants to guide us along the best pathway for our life. Now we have to choose his path, and we have to allow God to lead me and guide me along his path. Now I want to show you a picture. I want to paint you a picture when he follows God's path, when he allows the Holy Spirit to guide his life. And the Greek word for that word guide is hudigio. That's the Greek word. Now Acts 8:26-38. It talks about Philip, one of the disciples, and how he preaches to an Ethiopian eunuch. Now, kako Ethiopian eunuch, Baro Bipisos, he was the queen's right hand servant. And what a penal kako Ethiopian eunuch, and I'm going to read it, that he had a desire to know God, and he had a desire to follow God. And I just want to bring something to your attention. If we have a desire to serve God, to know God, that desire came from God. Philippians 2:13, Penelope, that God will give you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So if you're listening tonight, that it's not a coincidence. God put that desire in you. God put the desire into every single one of us to live holy, to live righteous. So God gives us the desire, but he just doesn't leave us like that with the desire. But he also gives us the power to do what pleases him. So Acts 8:26-38. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So Philip, he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian, a eunuch, of great authority, under the cadence of the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit spoke to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said of Philip and Jairus, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And then he answered, and he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. And the place in the scripture he read, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its slaughterer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth?" So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man?" And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God." And Philip baptized him. So I know a lot of scripture, but I want to break it down a little bit. So the Spirit of the Lord came to Philip, and he told Philip, "Go to the carriage." And look what Philip did. Philip didn't walk to the carriage. He ran to the carriage. So that's one of the points I want to deal with a person that's led by the Spirit. When God tells a Spirit-filled man to go somewhere, he does not delay. He hurries and does the will of God. So a Spirit-filled man, when he knows what to do, when he hears the word of the Lord, he doesn't put it aside. The word of God becomes first priority. And that's what a spirit man does. Oh, please, Punja, if you put first his kingdom and righteousness, all things will be added onto you. So a spirit-filled man, he does something. He puts God's will first. He puts God's word first. He becomes a practicer of God's will, of God's word. And that's what a spirit-filled man does. The God, his word, his truth becomes first priority. Now look what Philip said to him. Philip said, now he's reading the book of Isaiah 53, and it talks about the Messiah. It's a prophecy, how the Messiah is going to be forsaking Sadkam of El Mado, how he's going to take the sins of the world upon him. And Philip said something. "Do you understand? Do you know what you're reading? Hadith Sufanja, O Ethiopian, how can I, unless I'm guided?" And that word guided, it's the same word we just read in John 16:13. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you. It's the same Greek word, hodugio. It's the same word. So Kakomanus, he knew something. He knew he needed to be guided because he knew he couldn't guide his life, and he desired to be guided. So the first point I want to deal with a spirit-filled man, a believer, a child of God, he wants to be guided by the Spirit of God, because only the Spirit of God knows the mind of God. He doesn't try to lead anymore. He doesn't try to guide anymore. He doesn't try to control anymore. He doesn't try to go on his own path, because he knows his way is going to lead to destruction and separation from God. So he wants God to guide him along the best pathway for his life. So Kakumanush, he wanted to be guided. He wanted to be controlled. And look what Philip said. the Spirit used Philip to bring Jesus Christ known to him. So that's the Spirit's will. The Spirit's will, he wants to take what's from Christ, and he wants to transmit it into us. He wants to reveal Christ to his people. But Kakoumanous, he was searching. Kakoumanous, he was hungry. Kakoumanous, he was thirsty. And we just read in the scripture that he just came from Jerusalem. He just came from the house of God. And on his way home, you see him in the Word. That's a man that's thirsty. That's a man that's determined to know God. Can I tell you, Mokopalmokopia, we need to get serious in our relationship with God. We need to be determined to seek God. We need to get on our knees. We need to get on our faces. We need to pray. We need to read His Word. We need to read His
Amen. Truth.
We need to diligently seek Christ, because God wants to be found. God gave us His Word for we can search Him, for we can cry out. Hey, what about Pinel? Cry out for spiritual milk. So Kakoumanous, he just came back from church. He just came from Jerusalem, and he's on his way home, and he's reading the Word again. This man was hungry. This man was thirsty. And can I tell you, when you see God, God will fill your heart. God will fill your mind. What about Pinel? That He rewards those who diligently seek Him. So if we seek God diligently, God will send someone. God will give you His Word. God will give you His truth. Because God will not reveal Himself to a stranger. God will only reveal Himself to a person that's diligently seeking Him. And Kakoumanous Philip, he began to expound the Word to him. He began to show him Christ. And look what Philip said. Look what the Ethiopian said after he gave him the Word. Here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said something. If you believe that He is the Messiah. Or let me read it out. The Amplified Bible, 8:37. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart and have a conviction, this is the Amplified Bible, full of joyful trust that Jesus is the Messiah, and accept Him as the altar of your salvation and the kingdom of God, giving Him your obedience, then you may. And he replied, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So Kakoumanous, he wanted to be baptized. He wanted to identify himself with Christ, because that's what baptism is. Baptism is identifying yourself with Christ. Baptism is evidence that there's an inward change inside. We don't get baptized to try to get saved. We baptize because I already am saved. We get baptized because I already accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. We get baptized because I already identified myself with Christ, and I want to make an outward expression of an inward change, because that's what baptism is. It's telling the world that there's been a change inside me, and I'm no longer the same person. So Kakoumanous, he wanted to identify himself with Christ. Hadithu Kunjara Philip, if you believe with all your heart, with joyful trust, that He is the Messiah. And that word Messiah, it means Savior, but it doesn't just mean Savior. It means a deliverer. So if He is your Messiah, if He's the one that delivered you from darkness and transfigured you into His marvelous light, then you may. And if you put your full trust and believe on Him and give Him your obedience, can I tell you something? A Spirit-filled man, he's been delivered from darkness. A guided man, he's been led out of darkness already. Because that's what the Spirit wants to do. The Spirit wants to guide us out of darkness. The Spirit wants to guide you, Mugapamugapea, out of Drabrimos, out of Pimos, out of Draba, out of a life of the world, a life kanai watangodeo. He wants to guide you out of this life. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to guide you out of. He wants to guide you out of darkness. So if He's your Savior, Hay o Cristo Panjá, that my sheep, they know my voice, and they don't follow strangers, but my sheep follow me, and I guide them into eternal life. So if he's your Messiah, if he's the one who took you out of darkness, and he's guiding you along the best pathways of your life, he's guiding you into light. If he's your Messiah, and you give him your obedience, the spirit-filled man, the spirit-led man, he does something. He gives Christ his obedience. He gives Christ his faithfulness. He no longer honors Christ with just his lips, and his heart is far from him, but he gives Christ his heart. He gives Christ the center, and he gives Christ his obedience. So if you believe he's your Messiah and accept him as your author of salvation, and you give him your obedience, and you believe that he's the Son of God, then you may. And then Ethiopian eunuch, he says, okay, I believe. And he makes a decision. See, a spirit-filled man, a spirit-led man, he makes a decision. And I want to point you, I want to point whoever's listening tonight, I want to point them to this, that we need to make a decision for the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need to make that choice. Okay, you know what? I don't want to guide my life no more. I want to give the Holy Spirit, I want to give God my obedience, and I just want to trust him. I want him to guide me out of this old life because I'm done with this life. I want the life that God offers. Then you may believe. And then you see that Akul Manush, that he accepted Christ as his Lord, as his Savior. He believed in him. He gave him his obedience. And then he got baptized. And I want to close with this. I'm almost done. He got baptized. Now, when you look up this word baptized, it's a Greek word. It's called baptismo. And when you look up this word baptismo, it talks about ingredients for making pickles. Now, I know it went off your head. I know, Kaku, I saw Dilo, what's this guy talking about? He wants us to make pickles. No, I don't want you guys to make pickles. But the Greeks, when they wrote the Strongs, they give you this idea that this word baptismal, it's ingredients for making pickles. Okay, now, pickles, they start off as cucumbers. They're not pickles. But in Manus, when they make pickles, they do something. Lemkako cucumber. And they submerge it in vinegar and salt and all these ingredients. They submerge it and they let it sit in kako vinegar. And after a week, after 2 weeks, that cucumber is no longer a cucumber. And now it became a pickle because it's been submerged and boiled and stripped and been submerged in vinegar. So this is what this word baptismal means. It means something that was submerged, something that was stripped, and something that soaked in a transformed life. It's no longer a cucumber. Now it's a pickle. So now, can I tell you what the Holy Spirit wants to do? The Holy Spirit, he wants to come inside our life, and he wants to remove every idol, every old thought, every old desire. He wants to strip us of this old nature. For the Colossians, Pinnell, strip yourselves from these dirty garments and clothe yourself with Christ. And he wants to submerge us in Christ, where his nature and his character and his ways can get inside my heart, get inside my mind, and transform my life. So, Kakomanus, he made a decision to be stripped, Katopruno trial. He made a decision to be submerged in Christ, and he allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside and to transform his life into the image of Christ. So, John 16:13, the Holy Spirit wants to guide us into all truth. Now, what does it look like when the Holy Spirit guides a person? Oh, Philip, when he heard the word of the Lord, he didn't hesitate. He ran. He submitted to the voice of God. So a spirit-filled man, He submits to the word of God. He obeys the word of God without delay. He knows and he has a desire to be guided. Kakomanus, how would I know unless someone guides me? Kakomanus, he desired to be guided. Let's have that desire. Because, churches, we understand that the path that we're living, or the path of the world, is going to lead to destruction. We want eternal life, so we got to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us along His path. At Kakomanus, he believed in Christ. He believed that He is the author of salvation. And he accepted Him as His Messiah to take Him out of that old life and to guide Him into the life that God desires. He gave Christ His obedience. He didn't give Christ His kawush, just His words and His heart were far from Him. No, He gave Christ His all. He gave Christ His obedience. And He allowed the Holy Spirit to submerge Him, to fill Him, to consume Him, to strip Him, and to transform Him into the image of His Son. But Kakomanus, he made a decision for him to be filled, stripped, and transformed into the image of Christ. So, the Spirit gives life. That's what the Word says. Jesus came to give us life and life to the fullest. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. And He gets us ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. So, can we make that decision? Can we make that decision where we allow the Holy Spirit to fill, to consume, to guide us, to strip us, to clean us, to wash us, and allow the Father to transform us into the image of His Son? Because Kakomanus, he made a decision, of Philip and Job, if you give Him your obedience, if you believe in Him, of Philip and Job, yes, I believe in Him, and He gave Him His obedience. Can you give Him your obedience tonight? And can you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you? Let's pray. Mugodad, I just thank you. Mugodad, for your word, for your truth. And Mugodad, you want Panel that you want to guide us along the best pathway for our life. Mugodad, you want Panel, Mugodad, that we left our path to follow our own, Mugodad. And Mugodad, the result of leaving your path, Mugodad, we were separated. We were lost, we were confused, we were hurt, and we were on our way to destruction. But Christ came, and He paved that path. He opened that door, Mugodel. Now, Kiwarba Panel, that now we have that opportunity now to serve You and to be Your children, Mugodel. And Mugodel, Kiwarba Panel, that You want to guide us along the best path, and the Holy Spirit, He wants to guide us into all truth. Mugodel, I pray that we won't no longer delay, but we'll give You our obedience, trust, that we'll put our faith, that we'll put our reliance in You, Mugodad, and we just want to be submerged in Christ and allow Your nature, Your character, Your word, Your truth to transform us, Mugodad. I thank You, Mugodad. I thank You for tonight. I pray that Your word, that it pierced your heart of Your people, Mugodad. I thank You and I give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jeff, good
yeah.
word. God bless you.
God,
very good.
God
word.
Bless you guys. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to share.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Appreciate
God bless you.
Very encouraging like word. Listeners, if you guys are continuing to listen, the topic tonight is the Holy Spirit. Our brother Jeff from Bay Area, Pastor Mickey's Church, San Francisco, was just sharing with us about the power that the Holy Spirit has when we submit and we're obedient. Look what Acts 1:8 says. But you will receive power when. Now, the key word in this whole scripture is the word when. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be My witnesses. Now, we're continuing to be witnesses. That's what we're doing tonight. John and Kyle, or Jeff, or Pastor Michael, we're witnessing the word one another and that are listening. So when you're done listening tonight, may you guys go out and share what you guys received. But all of this is done by the power of the Holy Spirit, what Peter did, what Andrew did, the disciples, the apostle Paul. It was all done by the power of the Holy Spirit.
And it was able to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're not able to do any of these things unless the Holy Spirit is upon us and with us and in us. And like Jeff was saying, the Holy Spirit has a place in everybody's heart. He's part of our lives. I mean, we cannot do things unless the Holy Spirit enables us to do it. Because me, Gus, I can just go out and do things that are wrong. But with the Holy Spirit, I can go and I can fellowship, I can read God's word, and I can be blessed. But without the Holy Spirit, let me tell you guys the truth. I'm not able to do any of these things. I can't accomplish any good thing, the word says. I can't do it on my own. And the Holy Spirit gives us that. And that's what Jeff was trying to illustrate. And I hope you guys received that tonight because it was a very good word. God bless you, Jeff. I'm going to turn it over to you, John.
Amen. Just God bless you, Jeff. Good word tonight. You know, I just like to give a comment, and we have, a caller, and we ask Jeff to stay on the line for a few more minutes. You know, a lot of times Christians, I hear Christians say, I just can't live for God. I just can't walk. They have every excuse. They start to pass the buck along and say, well, that was Jesus. That was the apostles. I just like to share something. You know, Peter got a bum rap in life. A lot of times we hear even pastors say, well, you know, Peter denied Christ. Yes, he did. But after he received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, he never denied him after that. He preached the gospel even until death, and all the apostles, and he had that boldness, as our brother Jeff shared in the word tonight. He had that boldness. The Holy Spirit will transform your life. We have to receive the Holy Spirit. We have to seek the Holy Spirit. He's our comforter. He's our teacher. He's our deliverer and our convictor also. Mm-hmm. So we need to receive the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. I just like to share that with listeners tonight. I know that we have a caller here from a 516 or 561 area code. God bless you. You're live on the air.
Am I live, John? Am I live?
Yes. Yeah. Tony, God bless you. How are you?
Be good, John. It's been a long time. I said, how are you? God bless you. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear you, Tony. Thank you, Tony. God bless you.
Yeah,
it's good to hear you.
Yeah. I forgot calling because I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. Yeah, I called you about the topic. Worship. Peace. You can't do nothing, John, you know? Like me and you've been doing for a long time. Well, that, you could even do the stuff you did online, John, you know?
That's right. That's right, Tony. That's right. That's why we all need the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our life.
Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing. We can't get up. We can't read the Bible. We can't fellowship.
That's right.
We can't go to church.
That's right.
But without the Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing. He's a defeated Christian. That's
right.
Fight. That's amazing. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can't fight.
That's right. Amen. You
can't fight.
Amen. We're powerless.
That's the main thing in your Christian walk.
Amen.
If you don't have that, you can't do nothing. You're defeated Christian. But
Amen.
Without that Holy Spirit, you can't do a fellowship. You can't read the Bible.
That's right.
You can't talk to people. You can't pray.
Amen.
You can't worship.
Amen. That's right. Amen, Tony. God, thank you for calling us tonight. God bless you. It's good to hear you.
No problem.
Stay with us, Tony. Okay. God bless you. Amen. You know, I like to invite the listeners to call in tonight. If you have a prayer request, call in area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. If you're listening by the internet, thank you for calling for a prayer request tonight. God bless you tonight. Brother Gus, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, amen. Amen. You know, I'm on a power. Jeff, you shared a word on the Holy Spirit, and that was what we're going to, amen. So I'm going to ask you,
go ahead.
if you're ready to share with
your
listening, amen.
Well, I'll tell you, listeners, Jeff kind of did a very good job tonight on what he shared about the Holy Spirit. What I'd like to do is prayer tonight. I feel need for prayer because of the pastors, Pastor Ben Yu in Sacramento, Pastor Coco, the pastors all around the United States, like I said, the Tema, nice to meet you, would you guys join us in prayer tonight? We'll continue next week with another topic on how the Holy Spirit fills us and how the Holy Spirit leads us and how the Holy Spirit guides us. Matter of fact, we'll give you guys a scripture real quick, and if you can grab me that scripture, I'm going to go to that. And if you guys want to turn to it, I'm going to leave you guys with this scripture tonight, and then Brother John and myself are going to be in prayer, and we're going to lift up the different prayers. And once again, Pastor Danny, you pray for his son, Michael. He's supposed to be undergoing surgery Monday. We like prayer that he doesn't even have to go under surgery. The Lord can bring him out of this and heal him completely. But also the Lord can heal through surgery. So the Lord could heal in many, many ways. Pray for Coco's wife. We're going to pray for Pastor Michael's church in Modesto, Manteca. We're going to pray for Pastor Nikki's church in San Francisco. We're going to lift up, Blasio's church in the Bay Area. So Luke chapter 4, verse 1 says, Jesus returned from the Jordan River full of the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Now, you guys are familiar with this. This is also in Matthew chapter 4. It's the temptation of Jesus and how Jesus overcame. It was him and Satan alone, and Jesus overcame him. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit to empower him to overcome temptation, then how much more do we need it? If Oshavnir Devlesko, Probulazles, O Swinto Dupo, to overcome O Duzmano, then how much more Probulamem, O Swinto Dupo? Okay, and here we go. Jesus, can you hear me, John?
Yes, guys.
Okay. Luke chapter 4. Jesus returned from the Jordan River full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Now, if you guys look back in chapter 3, it says the Spirit of God descended on Jesus in the form of a dove. So the Holy Spirit was upon, was within, and was leading. So the Holy Spirit does many things in our lives today. It just doesn't have a name. It's a lot more than that. I mean, from the time we go to bed to the time we wake up and all the time in between that we don't know, the Holy Spirit is there. He's our comforter, guides us, he leads us. And those things we need to know so we could be more familiar with the Holy Spirit, be in tune, submit to the Holy Spirit, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. That way, our lives are controlled by God. When our lives are controlled by God and led by the Spirit, you lead a Spirit-led life. And you know what that turns into? A transformation. You go from one person to another person. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed of the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. How does your mind get transformed? You could think as much as you want. You can't transform your mind. Well, it's not just a mind over matter kind of thing Jesus is saying. What it's saying is submit to the Holy Spirit, and he'll do the transformation because the battle is won already with Jesus. And that's where the transformation comes. It comes from within. And that within, that greater power is the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother John tonight and ask that he would lift up these people in prayer. And if there's anybody I missed, Brother John, go ahead and lift them up in prayer. Pray for them.
Yes, yes. Let's lift up, churches, these prayer requests. Also, there's a young boy, Andy Tama, in, I believe it's sitting in London, or France, if I'm not mistaken. The pastor's son, his name is Raphael. He needs a healing. And I know a lot of people have been praying for him around the world. So we're going to lift him up tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Church, as we lift up Dewa, again, Dewa to you, Father God, Pastor Danny's son, Dewa, Michael Dewa, we ask for a complete miracle healing for him, Father God. Father God, take away every symptom from him tonight, Father God. Put your peace upon him, Father God. Dewa, touch him by the power of the Holy Spirit, Dewa. Heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put peace upon Pastor Danny, Amadi K, Mary, Dewa, the whole entire family, Dewa, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father God.
Yes.
The Father God, Pastor Coco, Dewa, Amadi K, Candy, Dewa, we ask for a good report, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she is healed, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Put your peace upon her, Pastor Coco, Dewa, Dewa, Bo, the whole entire family, Dewa, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're going to thank you for the good report that we're going to get, Dewa,
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. And also, Father God, tonight, Dewa, we lift up to a young boy, Raphael, Father God, for a complete 100% miracle healing for this young boy, Father God. Touch him by the power of the Holy Spirit. There's no distance in prayer, Father God. And Dewa, heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Father God. Also, Dewa, little body, Chrissy, Father God, that she never gets another seizure, Dewa. Touch her by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name, Dewa. To those that are listening, Dewa, to us by radio, Dewa, around the country, around the world, Father God, whoever needs a healing tonight, just receive it by the power of prayer tonight, by faith, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch them, Dewa. Heal them in Jesus' name, Father God. Let there be testimonies coming through these tests that people are going through. If somebody needs a financial blessing tonight, Father God, they will touch their finances, meet their needs, Father God, tonight, they will, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Those who need delivered, they will, from drugs, alcohol, whatever it might be, they will, any type of addiction, they will, touch them tonight, set them free, in Jesus' name, Father God. And those who need salvation tonight, they will, we call out tonight, they will, that those that are lost, they will, that don't have you in their life, Dewa. Tonight, Father God, touch them in the name of Jesus, Dewa. Those that are backslidden, Dewa, in Jesus' name, call them, Holy Spirit, back unto you tonight, Dewa. Draw them, Holy Spirit, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Gus,
amen.
Would you give the sinner's prayer tonight?
Yeah,
invite people
definitely.
To the Lord?
Yeah.
God bless you.
If there are any out that are listening tonight, just say this prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of a Savior. I turn to you, and I trust in you that you're Lord of my life, and I ask that you would forgive my sins and that you would be Lord and Savior. I trust in you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I know that you're my salvation. I turn away from everything that I did in the past, and I give it to you, and that you would be Lord of my life. We believe if you prayed that prayer, you're a Christian, that you're a child of God. So God bless you guys. Continue to tune in. We'll be on the radio. John, is it Friday or Saturday?
Friday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern time, New York time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and Central Time, that would be 10 o'clock. That'll be on every Friday night. And it's good to be back on the air tonight. I know we've been gone for a while. We're back on. We will be back every week. And so invite some friends, family members out there. Pass along the number. Again, if you need to write to us, you can send us an email. And it's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com tonight. We want to say from Gypsies for Jesus Radio, we thank you. God bless you. And you know what? We're going to go out with a prayer tonight. Father God, thank you for each and every listener tonight, Father God. Thank you for each and every person that was Pastor Michael, that was our brother Jeff, brother Gus tonight, that was. Bless each and every one of us. Bless us as we go to church tomorrow, Father God, and as we start our new week, that every need is met, every bill is paid, and everyone is healed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless
Good
you.
Word,
we love you.
God bless you.
And we will see you next week. God bless you.